Explore this summer's Main Street activities across Lorain County. Join the Lorain County Visitors Bureau in discovering our unique communities. For the most up-to-date information, visit the Main Street Beat link at WEOL.com.
It's time for the Main Street Beat.
That's the word on the street.
Because we got the streets
all along Main Street.
In partnership with the Lorain County Visitors Bureau on AM 930 and 100.3 FM WEOL. And check the link at WEOL.com.
Are you guys ready to have some fun?
Let's all go have some fun.
This is the fun stuff, buddy.
Always fun to talk with someone from the Main Street. Today we talk with the Main Street Vermilion. Kate Repola joining us this morning to talk about things. And every time I go to the Main Street Vermilion site, I have to click on their beach cam to watch the waves of Lake Erie this morning. Not much activity out there, but still calming effect to watch the lake. Good morning, Kate. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you? Well,
I am doing just fine. Your summer season sort of winding down, but talk about some of the things you've got planned, I guess, for the months ahead as you keep people busy coming to Vermilion.
Absolutely. We really pride ourselves in Vermilion of being not only a summer tourist destination, but a destination for all 12 months. So we keep busy. Summer is obviously a busy time, but we keep busy moving towards the fall. Our next big event is our always sold out historic walking tour. So that's coming up on September 9th. There are a few tickets available. You go to mainstreetvermilion.org for those.
What happens in a historic walking tour? Walk us through this a little bit, if you will.
It's really interesting. So you start at the Harbortown Fine Arts Center, which is on Main Street, and you find out that was Vermilion's first Old Town Hall. And the Harbortown Fine Arts Center is also the summer home of the Cleveland Ballet. They are having a performance outside of the Harbortown Fine Arts Center this Saturday, and there might be a few tickets available for that as well. But so you start at the Old Town Hall and you have a nice leisurely walk through town and you find out the history behind some of your favorite shops, eateries, bed and breakfasts, and homes that you might see on a daily basis and not know what the historic past is. For instance, one of our most popular shops in Vermilion is, of course, Swan Creek Candles. You find out that was Swenson's Bakery, a bakery with a long history in Vermilion. Keep walking, you'll get to Big Ed's Soda Grill, which you find out was Hart's Drugstore. Now, I remember it even as Hart's Drugstore growing up, and it has the original soda fountain. We have very knowledgeable docents that take you through this walk. They are residents of Vermilion who know all of the history, the folklore, some funny little side stories, and it really is a fun afternoon, whether you are a Vermilion resident or just someone who likes to learn a little bit about local history.
Sometimes it's neat to see what you have in front of you in the present day, maybe see an older photograph to know how sort of things were there or changed, but it also shows that sort of as much as things change, some things do stay the same. You mentioned you have some really good docents. Are they just sort of hobbyists on this, or are they part of an organization? Who are these people that really have this passion and this knowledge?
They are all part of Main Street Vermilion, our wonderful volunteers. This entire history walking tour is all organized by volunteers. A part of Main Street Vermilion's mission is historic preservation, and that is a goal of ours. And we like to keep history alive and remember what it used to be and keep it preserved for generations to come. So these are folks that find a particular interest in that, kind of really have latched on to that mission of Main Street and want to share their knowledge.
Again, the historic walking tour coming up on Saturday, September 9th. I guess you have different shifts for it. From 10 until 2:30, you'll be doing this, and that's where people can get tickets And so it's for a chance to come out and sort of get a nice little inside, it's sort of more of an intimate look into Vermilion. Let's talk about something you're pretty proud of, the Shake, Rattle, and Stroll. Explain this to me, and then also I guess you got an honor related to this event.
We did. So this is an initiative, like I said, to keep folks coming to Vermilion to visit our historic downtown throughout the fall. This is our third year of doing this, and what has happened is the town has really embraced this idea. All of the businesses and restaurants decorate with skeletons to the ninth degree. I mean, some of them are funny, some of them are dressed in the logos of their shops, some of them are a little bit spooky, and you come to Main Street office and get a map, and you walk throughout town, and you get to look at all these funny, clever fall decorations that really get you in the mood for Halloween. It is the whole month of October, and Lake Erie Living magazine has their very famous, I think it's probably their most read issue, it's the Best Of, and Vermilion's Shake, Rattle, and Stroll was voted the best fall stroll by Lake Erie Living magazine. So being in our just third year of doing this, we are very proud, and I think everyone will find something to enjoy.
And what day does that come up?
That starts, it's all the whole month of October.
All so, right.
So it's fun. This year we are adding a new element to it where each skeleton will have a QR code that goes to our website, and there will be voting for your favorite display, and then that winner receives a prize.
I don't even
so
have
it's
a
very interactive.
I don't even have a QR code, and you got skeletons that already have QR codes. I got to get
How
up
about
with this technology that's out here. That is fantastic too. Main Street Vermilion's Kate Repola joining us this morning again. Main Street Vermilion. .org, good place to go to get all sorts of information as well. It's been fun talking with you throughout the months. I know we'll have other things probably through the year. We'll keep in touch with what's going on. But lots of things going on in Vermilion, and you can find out through the Main Street folks as well all the fun that they're having. Kate, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Bruce. I appreciate it, too. Thanks.